Shalom, this is Billy Brim of the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. Possibly you would get more out of this if you would go on the archives and listen last week as we went into the study of the prophetic Psalms. We went first to 22, 23, and 24. Jesus on the cross, the Lord is our shepherd today, and then the coming King of Glory. And then we looked at three prophetic psalms, and I told you that when we were in Israel, one of the first days we were there on our recent March tour, we happened to meet the rabbi's wife, Rivka Shore, and I asked her what she thought about the current pressures that were coming from the rockets in the south, and she said, "Our rabbis tell us that now we are in the time of Psalm 46. And so we taught last week on this in detail. I don't want to go back over it. Just hit one part of it. And it begins, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be cast into the heart of the sea, the rivers thereof war." Verse 4 in the King James says, "Why won't we be afraid?" It says, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God." The city of God is Jerusalem. The city of God will be surrounded eventually by the forces of Antichrist. But the Jews are told that even now, as they're moving more and more toward that time, don't be afraid. Fear not. God is an ever-present, and it really says in the Hebrew, much to be found help. But it says, don't be afraid because there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. This river is the river Gihon, G-I-H-O-N. This river is placed in Jerusalem. The streams of it flow down to make the waters of Shiloach, the pool of Shiloach, the one that is called in the New Testament the pool of Siloam, where Jesus sent the man to wash the clay off his eyes and be healed. The Jews know about this place. They know about this river. Jerusalem is inland. It has no other flowing source of water, yet it has sustained life for thousands of years. Actually, when David became king, he was king 7 years in Hebron. And then he sent his men up some water channels to reach this Jebusite city of Jebus, or what we now today call Jerusalem. And they conquered that city, and he took it for his capital. His palace was built there in what was the first place in Israel called Zion, the city of Zion, Ir David, the city of David. And this is on a promontory. Now, the mountain of Moriah, or Moriah, is where the temple stood. And just down from that to the south is this, to me, it's kind of like a heart-shaped mountain that goes down toward the south. That it was the city of David, Ir David. And it is called, I'm looking at a book, right now they are digging Ir David. They are digging the city of David. When I go back, every time I go back, I'm shocked at how much more they've dug. And this, a beautiful book that I bought there just on this trip, was called Discovering the City of David, A Journey to the Source. And the source is God, as exemplified by this river, which had spiritual implication. The first time the Lord drew my attention, and he did draw it, to this river, he did it in the book of Isaiah. And in the book of Isaiah, we find the king here of Judah, And the Lord's telling them they're going to know judgment. Why? Verse 5. The Lord spake unto me again, saying, unto me, Isaiah the prophet, for as much as this people refuse the waters of Shiloah that go softly, and they rejoice in Rezin and Ramaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all the channels and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah, and he shall overflow and go over. So God begins this. It was so intriguing to me. It drew me in. It says here that because the Judeans refused the waters of Shiloah that go softly, then the Lord is going to bring upon them a flood from the great river, the river Euphrates, is where the Assyrians lived, and they're going to be overtaken. Why? Because they trusted in making alliances. They were fearful of Rezin and Ramaliah's son. And you can go back and you can find what they had done. We're talking about Ahaz when he was the king of Judah. And you can go back in chapter 7 and see who these people were, Rezin and Ramaliah, that the king had made an alliance with, rather than trust the waters that go softly. For as much as this people refuses the waters of Shiloah, these are waters beneath the city of Zion, running from Gihon, the spring of Gihon, to Siloam, the New Testament calls it, or Shiloah. And they despised God's covenant with them. A sign of his covenant with them were the provision of those waters, that spiritual river. They despised God's covenant with Zion, symbolized by its secret stream, and preferred to the help of the heathen nations. Therefore, the Assyrian floods would overflow them. That is a note in the Companion Bible. These waters of Gihon, these spiritual waters that God gave to them, were a sign that he was their source. He was their help. He supplied the waters of life. And that's why it says in Psalm 46, it tells them, don't be afraid. This is in a coming day. This is in a coming day. Don't be afraid, because there is a river. There is still this river. Now, this river got plugged up, covered up for centuries, but it has recently been uncovered. And it was uncovered at the hand of the Lord. I'd like you, if you have your Bible, to turn to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 12. I was in Israel, and I went, every time I go to the digging of Ir David, the city of David. They are uncovering. You know, the city of David, that's where his palace was. That's where Jeremiah and Isaiah prophesied, at that city of David. They have uncovered the ruins of David's palace. And that's where all the prophecies were made. They're working like little beavers. And I know a man by the name of Rabbi Yehuda Maoli. And Rabbi Yehuda Maoli has told me twice of God's dealings with him. He felt like that his call was to help in the redemption of the Golan in the north next to Syria. He became a close friend of Ronnie Levy when Ronnie Levy was a hunger striker against the Prime Minister Rabin's declaration that he was going to give away the Golan. So they went on a hunger strike, and he met Rabbi Yehuda Maoli at that time, became close with him, but Rabbi Yehuda Maoli changed his place of operation. And it's very interesting for a Jew to say this to you, but Rabbi Yehuda Maoli has told me this twice, that he was on the Golan, and in 1985, a friend of his from Jerusalem persuaded him to come down to the ancient city of Zin, all covered up at that time. And on the top of it were built illegal houses, which is now in an Arab place called Silwan. But everybody knows those Arabs don't have a right to that place. They actually built a shanty-type town on the top of the city of David to keep the Jews from digging it. So Rabbi Yehuda Mali told me that my friend took me there in the middle of the night because it was dangerous to go there. And when I was standing there, I came to the place of Nehemiah's wall. Nehemiah was a cupbearer to the king in Persia. And he got news from a traveler to Zion that, and of course we're talking now, this was when they were in Babylonian captivity. The temple had been destroyed. And Nehemiah heard terrible news about what had happened in Jerusalem. And he was sad before the king, and he was crying. He was the king's taster. He had to taste whether or not the wine was poison. And the king said, Nehemiah, why are you so sad in my sight? And Nehemiah told him the reason why. And the king sent him back to Jerusalem and financed his trip. And Nehemiah says in Nehemiah 2:12, and I arose in the night, and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. And God had put it in his heart to build up the broken wall. Now, then he said, when he was telling, Nehemiah was telling the people, then said I unto them, verse 17, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we may be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was upon me. Let us rise and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. Rabbi Yehuda Mali told me that he came from the Golan. It was 2 a.m. one morning, and he found Nehemiah's wall. And as he stood there, the Lord said the same thing to him. He said, come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. And then he moved into that city of Silwan. He was one of the first people that lived there. 14 people live there now, some Christians, some Jews. And they live now in the city of Silwan. And he became the head of this city of David digging project, Ir David. And every time we go back, I'm going to tell you how they have literally uncovered the Gihon, literally uncovered the source that made Jerusalem the city of Zion. Now, I want to invite you to come and be a part of our upcoming Holy Spirit seminar at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. This river is a type of the Holy Ghost. We're going to see that later on. But we're going to have, right here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we're going to have June 12th through 15th, a meeting with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, and I will be there too. And I'm really going to be looking into the part of the Holy Ghost in the last days. Joe Jordan and Ron Smith were brought up under Papa and Mama Goodwin, and they will be ministering and demonstrating the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You can go online, billybrim.org, to find out about it, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's out here at Prayer Mountain, and we would love to have you come. Please call and enroll today. This is Billy Brim asking you to be with us tomorrow as we look at this amazing river. Shalom, shalom.